Welcome to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Moses Bafuewa. Here, we explore life's toughest questions in a bid to become our best selves and to live purposeful and meaningful lives. Stick around. The journey starts now.
Welcome to the third season of our first episode of the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast. Happy New Year to you. And thank you for joining me in this episode. Joining me today tells me that you want to take time to invest in your destiny and not to operate by chance. Life can't be business as usual, and this year cannot be business as usual. In today's episode, I'll be sharing with you why it's important to reflect on the past year in a new year. Let me tell you something about the new year. A new year is an opportunity to redefine your priorities. Anytime you enter into a new year, you must understand that you have the finest opportunity to look at what is so important to me. What are my priorities? What do I have to focus on? Two, a new year is an opportunity to redefine your purpose. Purpose is simply why. Why do I do what I do? Why do I go to the places I go to? Why do I meet the people I meet? Why do I do what I do? And anytime you enter into a new year, it's an opportunity for you to redefine your why. Why you do what you do. Why you do what you do. Another interesting thing about entering into a new year is that it gives you an opportunity to re-establish worthwhile goals. Sometimes you look at how life, you know, treated you the previous year, and sometimes you are forced to go through the year without goals. You are forced to go through the year without sitting down, planning and thinking through the new year. But let me tell you something, every new year gives you an opportunity to re-establish worthwhile goals. Goals that are worth pursuing, goals that are worth chasing, goals that are worth giving our life and our time for. And that is why reflections is so important and so critical if ever you make the most out of the year. Engaging in a reflective activity tells us a lot about your personality and who you are. Whenever you engage in reflections, it shows that one, you are mindful and a thoughtful person. Anytime you take your time to think through events of life, to think through the things that have happened in your own life, it tells us that you are mindful and a thoughtful person. People who often engage in reflections shows they are thoughtful about life and they are willing to give a thought to their lives and to everything they are entrusted with. Whenever I meet people, I often ask them, what are you thinking about? What's going through your mind? It gives me an opportunity to know whether they are reflective people or they are not. It helps me to understand whether they really think through issues and they really think through life. And I'm often concerned when I realize that they have nothing they are thinking about or there is nothing dominant on their mind. I'm concerned about anybody who is not reflecting about anything and thinking through anything. You know, whatever you are thinking about and whatever you are reflecting on shows your focus and reveals your direction. Whatever you are thinking about and whatever is going through your mind shows what you are focusing on and shows your direction. That is why reflection is important, and that is why reflection tells much about who you are and about your personality. People who are often engaged in reflections are very good team players, and they will go the length and breadth to think about the best for the team. Everyone needs somebody who is thoughtful and somebody who is reflective. Every great leader and everyone needs reflective people around them. If you are married to a reflective person, it's great for you because the person will always be thinking about how best can I make this marriage work, this relationship work. And if you have a reflective person as a colleague at work, you would yield tremendous results. The second reason why it's important to engage in reflection is that it shows that you are ready to invest in what you believe and love. Anybody who engages in reflection reveals to us that they are ready to invest in what they believe and what they love. People who reflect are ready to invest no matter what the cost is. If you have people like this in your life and in your team, you are blessed. They are ready to invest their money, their time, their resources, and to sacrifice to ensure the set goal is achieved. I often ask people to write concept notes and to provide a document on what they intend doing. Any team member of mine who is unable to write a document, you know, on what he intends or she intends doing, I realize that person is not serious, because that person has not taken time to think through what exactly he or she wants to do. And a reflective person is willing to invest in what they believe in and in what they love. So you see, you must understand that engaging in reflections tells or reveals your true heart for a cause or for a work. Thus, if you are serious about your own life and your future, you cannot overlook reflecting on the past year. Some people say that, oh, new year resolutions are cake. You know, setting goals, I never achieve my goals, so why should I even set goals? Why should I even think about it? It looks like whatever will happen, and whatever would be. But it's a lie. These are some quotes for you to reflect on. The future is better understood by studying the past. Think through this quote. The future is better understood by studying the past. Think through this quote also. Where you are today is as a result of the choices you made yesterday. And where you be tomorrow will be as a result of the choices you make today. That shows the importance of reflective thinking. It shows the importance of reflections. It reveals the importance of looking at the past and seeing how you've lived your life to help you to live a better life this year. So what is reflection? What at all is reflection? Reflection is the only pathway between your yesterday, your today, and your tomorrow. Reflection is the only pathway. It's the only thing that helps you to analyze what happened in the past, guides you to now live your life properly now, and then gives you a brighter future. It is where you assess learning, experiences, and the events of your very life. So you see the injustice you are doing to yourself if you've not taken your time to reflect about your life and about what happened the previous year. It is the determiner, or it is what identifies what must be changed, what must be maintained, and what must be improved. Finally, it is what helps you to find the path or way to the future you want to create. How will you be able to chart your path? How will you be able to know where you want to go to? It is by reflecting on the things that happened in the past, learning lessons from the things that happened, benefiting from the experiences that you had, and ensuring that you create a better future for your own life. I have grouped the benefits of reflections into three parts. 1. Planning. 2. Building. And 3. Decision making. 1. Planning. 2. Building. 3. Decision making. Let's start with planning. The experiences of the previous years reveals which areas of your life you must be intentional about. If you fail to plan, remember, you plan to fail. And how will you be able to plan if you've not taken stock of what happened in the previous year? It is planning that gives value to your life. It is planning that will give you something to live for when you wake up. Every building begins with a plan. So the construction of your life would have to have a plan. And how will you have the materials for that construction when you've not taken your time to go to the past and learn from the experiences and from what happened in the past. I'm not saying that go and remember all the bad things that happened and be sorrowful about the mistakes you made. No. I'm talking about the holistic look at what happened the previous year. Even though planning is important, most people today are victims of lack of plan or poor planning. That is why it's important that you reflect so you can plan. We've heard so many things about planning from different speakers, great speakers. We've read about planning. How come we are victims of lack of planning? Because we never take a look at what happened in the past. Or probably we brush it off, or probably we forget. You see, the thing about reflective thinking and reflections is not as simple as that. People who claim they even reflect, they reflect to be sorrowful about what happened in the past, not to plan for their future. Here are some of the areas you must focus on when reflecting on the past. Your personal development planning. What happened to the acquisition of your knowledge? The books you said that you read, of the conference you said you attend, of the professional courses you said you would undertake. What happened today? Your own growth. What happened to your own growth? Two, your relationships. What happened to the associations that you had, and the associations? How did you grow and how did you develop them? Look at your lifestyle. Just take your time and look at how you lived your life in the previous year. That's number three. Number four, look at your spiritual life. For those of you who are people of faith, how was it like? Was it business as usual? Or did you take time to grow in your faith?
You are listening to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Chief Moses Bafuewa.
Your family life. How did you grow your family life? How did you find balance, if there's anything like that, between all that you do? How were you able to create harmony in your family? What happened? Work planning. How did you do your work? If you are a leader of an organization, if you are a leader of an agency, if you are working in any group, if you are working at the bank, wherever you were working, how did you do your work? What kind of results did you achieve? Was your boss proud of you? Ask yourself, no, why should you be working at a place where you will not fight in ensuring that your boss will be proud of you? You should as well not even do whatever you are doing. Just reflect on how your work life went last year. Then let's look at financial planning. That's one of the areas that a lot of people need discipline on. And you must think through how you use your finances. It will better help you to appreciate and to understand how you must spend money this year. So there are a lot of areas that you can consider reflecting on, so that it will help you to better plan for this year. As you reflect on these areas and identify which areas you failed to plan the previous year, you work at planning properly in those areas this year. Two. Building. Reflecting on the previous year would help you to build for this year. Here, you are able to see what you worked best for in the previous year and what you wish to see repeat this year. Then you identify ways and strategies to make them yield even bigger and better results for you this year. If it had to do with relationships, how do you devise strategies to solidify those relationships? Anytime you want to build anything that truly worked for you, it reveals that you have an eye for the future. It reveals that you are serious about it. What I'm trying to say is that there were things that worked for you last year. How do I ensure that those things continue to work for me? That is all I'm talking about. And when you do that, it shows that you have an eye for the future. It shows that you are serious about your life and about your future. Anyone who makes an effort to build on his previous gains is also saying that I want to bring stability in my life. That means if you're able to save $1,000 the previous year, this year I'll build on the strategies I used to save $1,000 to save $1,500 or $3,000. Maybe last year I gave my time to a good cause and I learned so much skill as a result of giving my time. So this year I would also commit myself to whatever I gave my time to very well, so that I learn more. Maybe there are a lot of things that I can discover and that I can learn that I may not even have learned in the previous year. By committing my time and my energy to the cause, I become better and I solidify what I started. The third is decisions. Here, you are able to see clearly which decisions you must prioritize and which ones you must overlook. It is said that decisions determine destiny. So when you reflect on what happened in the previous years, you must make wise and intelligent decisions that will give you a brighter future. Your reflections will help you know whether you spent your time well or you squandered your time. Time has come in here. Time, they say, is money. That means that time can be squandered or it can be spent well. The choices you make, the decisions you make, will determine whether in the new year you will spend your time well or you will squander your time. That is when December will come and you will say that I do not know what I used my life for, because you did not make the right choice and you did not make the right decisions. That's why you keep on wondering why your life has no joy and there's no blend and enthusiasm and energy in your life. Friends, I want you to take time to reflect on the previous year. Don't do it casually. In fact, I would have wasted my time if you don't reflect on the previous year. I want you to take a diary. If you don't have a diary, get a diary. And when you go to my social media handles, Moses Bafuiwa, I did a series that taught my audience how to use their diary. Go back to it and learn how to use your diary. So, take your diary, take a pen, and write down your reflections. Ask the following questions as you write down your reflections. When you think about the previous year, what really jumps out at you? Bam! Write them down. 2. What are some of the low points that deserve a moment of pause? 3. Write down some of the things that changed your life the previous year. And finally, what lessons have you learned that will help you this year? What lessons have you learned that will help you this year? As you reflect, you would understand how it's important to take note of every little detail and harness it. Friends, I want you to make the most out of your life this year. I want you to manage your time well. I want you to use your time well. And I want you to invest your time well. If you understand that life is a seed, every year is a seed, and imagine what 365 days can give you in the next decade or two. Until we meet again next week, I've got so much to share with you on how you can make the most out of this year. Understand that it's all about starting well, maintaining the momentum, finishing well and flourishing. Thank you for listening to me. Catch you on the brighter side of life, and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, then subscribe to the Journey to Self-Discovery podcast with Chief Moses Bafoewa and download the episode. If you have a question or you'd like to raise a concern, then send us an email on jsdpodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit www.chiefmoses.org. Thank you again for listening to today's episode, and see you in next week's episode.